Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Netflix Reality Games Wrap Up. I am Sasha Joseph, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Geneva, to talk about what the heck just happened on YouTube. We saw three episodes. We're going to cover it all today. Geneva, how are you?
I am great, Sasha. I'm super excited to talk about the Netflix Reality Games, not only because it reminds me of the nostalgia of Disney Channel games, which they had in like the mid-2000s.
And
essentially,
yes.
You kind of have these little mini Olympic style games, but also because I love Netflix reality TV. The Circle, Love is Blind, and Too Hot to Handle are some of my favorite shows, also followed by Selling Sunset. So
everything.
So this was the perfect combination of four shows into one with this event.
Yeah, this is like your Olympics, right? Like all, or like the Avengers for you, where like everyone is together. So you're ready for it.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. So before everyone is like, what the heck are you talking about? Like, I don't follow or I don't subscribe to Netflix on YouTube. What? So, you know, let me set the stage a little bit, right? So your favorite Netflix reality TV stars are about to collide in the first ever Netflix reality games. You know, cast members, like Geneva said, from Love is Blind, The Circle, and Too Hot to Handle are coming together to join forces and compete against other casts, aka each other, in a three-part series special on Netflix YouTube. Yes, you heard it right. It's not on Netflix. It's on YouTube, which like, sure, you know, it's free for you to watch, like power to the people. And the prize, is the coveted Netflix reality trophy and bragging rights, Geneva.
And in the words of Chrishell Stouse, who is the host of the Netflix reality games, also shining star of Selling Sunset.
And Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yes. But we're going to go into that, of course.
Yes.
She said, three Netflix reality casts, three grueling events. Only one team can triumph. Who will sweaty face emoji, party emoji, trophy emoji? Welcome to the Netflix reality games.
Yes, eggplant emoji. Oh my god. But yes, so before we even set the stage, like we're about to go into the cast, and Geneva, you know, the, as Chrishell calls herself, the Netflix reality super fan, like I think, you know, you're the Netflix reality super fan, so I'm already starting a rivalry between the two of you. But I want to note that the episode length, like I feel like we should discuss this for a second, because the first episode is only 11 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yes, this, you know, this actually was starting to give me the vibes of, what was it? Match Me If You Can, that show,
on MTV,
but it wasn't on MTV because it was a commercial. This is like giving those same vibes. And I don't know why, if Netflix is just trying to like monetize in a different way. So that's why they're putting some content on YouTube. Like, for example, I noticed that they put the reunion for Too Hot to Handle on YouTube, but they didn't put it like on Netflix. And I would understand, maybe I would think they should put it in both platforms. I don't know why they don't do it that way, but yeah, that was what was weird. It was 11 minutes and 26 seconds. And then episode 2 was about 11 minutes and 45 seconds.
Ooh, a whole 45 seconds. Yes.
I know. And then the finale was like 9 minutes and some. I don't know. I was
with
confused.
A reunion, it was 9 minutes long.
And I'm just like, why is the finale shorter than the other two episodes? This doesn't make any sense to me.
They want to leave you wanting more for Netflix Reality Games Part 2, people. But anyway, so if this like tells you anything about how we feel, like it was, I want to say, a really fun time, but a really silly time. And that's why, you know, we're just here to kind of giggle through it. Like it's Friday night for us. That's what we're going to do on a Friday night. And, you know, we hope you join us on this silly, silly ride. So speaking of, you know, who are we getting on the, you know, plane with, getting on this ride with, Geneva?
Well, of course, you know, you gave a wonderful introduction and I just touched on it a little bit earlier. But we have 4 contestants from each of 3 shows. So we have 4 contestants from The Circle, 4 from Love is Blind, and 4 from Too Hot to Handle. So we see from The Circle, they kind of went primarily with winners and fan favorites. So we see Delisa, who played Trevor, her husband, who was that was her catfish persona. And so she was the recent season 2 winner. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoilers.
And you also, and you also have Joey. Yeah, if you haven't watched it by now, I don't know what to tell you. Season 3 is actually coming in September. So
exactly. So like, hurry up, please.
And then we have Joey, who won season 1. Yes. And then we also have Courtney, who was on season 2. I was actually kind of surprised by this choice because I know he's had a mixed reception from fans, but I do know he was a pretty integral part of his season, especially with the Joker twist and, you know, I guess his relationship with Savannah. And then, of course, you have Sammy, who was the fan favorite, who won the 10K the first season. Mm-hmm. So it was great to see them. I haven't seen some of them in a while. They brought that positive energy. They kept referring to themselves as like the fan favorites or America's favorites, which is funny, but you know, honestly, yes, they are like, they are that wholesome group. And it seems like The Circle is like a family. It's a hashtag Circle Fam, as they like to call themselves.
Ooh, yes.
So you definitely see that, you know, that family, that closeness, that tightness with those 4. I mean, what did you think about seeing them, Sasha?
Yeah, I missed Joey and Sammy, of course, a lot. They were just, Joey is like such a fun character, which we'll get into a little bit more in each episode. But Joey was just like wild. And like, I feel like he was living his best life. He's like, I'm here. Another one that was on Match Me If You Can as well. But, you know, I think he's just like, I'm looking for clout. This is fun. And I'm going to give you everything. He called themselves the America's team, which I agree. I feel like this is the team like I was rooting for the most. So, you know, that tells you everything about me. And I will, again, also, there's no one that I would feel like is really like should have been here. Like, I think it's like a fun cast, especially from season 1. For season 2, yeah, maybe someone else, not Courtney, but, you know, season 1 wise, I feel like they're all really great, but these 2 really, like Joey and Sammy, really stand out. So I think it makes sense. And of course, the winner should be there, Delisa, of course. So I like that too. And then we kind of go into Too Hot to Handle, right? So this is where I feel like it gets juicy, Geneva. Like Geneva has all the tea, y'all. So, you know, pour your water into your cups, dip the tea, because here we are, people.
Well, before we get there, we have to talk about Love is Blind, because of course also came in on the Jeeps as well, like The Circle. And so we have my favorite couple on reality TV, Lauren Speed Hamilton and Cameron Hamilton. It was great to see them. If you guys haven't seen Love is Blind, you should, just to watch their love story in particular. Mm-hmm. And even so recently, they had the After the Altar special that was released on Netflix recently. It's a three-episode special, kind of 2 years after, and they have essentially like a wedding anniversary party with Amber and Barnett, or Matt Barnett, essentially. Mm-hmm. And they were basically the two successful couples that came out of Love is Blind. So it definitely made sense to see them, because they were the true love that really worked out. But you know what was very interesting that I think we will connect to as we're talking about Too Hot to Handle, which, Sasha, what did you think of their entrance, first of all?
Yeah, for Too Hot to Handle or for Love is Blind?
For Too Hot to Handle.
Oh my God. First of all, these people. So, okay, the Circle and Love is Blind came in on Jeeps, I believe. You know, it was like very, if you've seen any show shot in Hawaii, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, everyone's standing on the Jeep and very excited. Ah! And Too Hot to Handle decided to come on small little toy cars, like Cardi B's culture. Cardi B's child has a bunch of those on Instagram. So they decided to come in on those cars. And I think one of them flipped over also. So this is what I mean. Like, they are not taking themselves seriously. We are not taking them seriously. And the show is definitely not taking them serious. Like, they're here for the comic relief. They're the punchline in almost every joke. So I will say, like, it was just hilarious to watch them come in, because they're very much the clown show. Like, the clown shows come.
Oh, yes. And so the four that came from Too Hot to Handle were Francesca and Harry from season one, which we'll definitely touch on, and Chase and Melinda from season two. Now, the thing that's very interesting is actually Francesca does have a relationship with the Love is Blind people. If people watched Love is Blind,
spoilers.
You might be familiar with a couple named Damien and Giannina, or Gigi, and basically it didn't really work out for them in the end. They were at the altar, but Damien's like, I'm not ready. So, you know, they didn't end up getting married, but they were still technically together. But the very weird thing is that essentially Damien kind of had this weird friendship situationship with Francesca. Mm-hmm. And Francesca was in town during that 2 year wedding anniversary party for the Barnes and, you know, the Hamiltons. And you know who shows up as the plus one with Damien? Well, it happened to be Francesca.
Yes, which is why they should have freaking bought Gigi and Damien on the show. I could have lived without Amber and Barnett. First of all, I know this is my personal bias against Amber. Not that Barnett is any great either. Like, the man is a little player. And I don't mean that in a good way. And Gigi and Damien, can you imagine the drama? Because Damien would have been like, how do I throw this to Francesca, my quote unquote friend? So, you know, give me the drama, because we all know I love mess. So this is what I feel like should have happened. Maybe the producers didn't want that to happen. And Gigi and Damien said, hell no, we're not going to do that.
It was definitely a missed opportunity, though, on Netflix's part, in case they were not thinking that of that potential direction. But I don't know if they were just really trying to sell, oh, the Love is Blind, they found love, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, probably.
This is also the thing that I think, just to provide a bit of context, is to my knowledge, since I know that they all got married in November of 2018 or so, and this was 2 years later, so they approximately had that happen in November, and you know, Gigi and Damien
are still struggling. Yeah,
they're clearly not a thing anymore, and you know, so like the time has passed, definitely mm-hmm. between that. But it would have actually been an interesting dynamic to see that. So you do bring up a really great, at least interesting point from a producer's perspective, yes. which they could have considered, but I guess they were selling the whole love aspect.
Yeah. I will say also, that this whole show was really leaning into like boxing them into their show. It was very much like, and we'll see in episode 2 what ends up happening. But like, they very much want to be like, do what to handle, you silly clown circus. And then they were like, Love is Blind, you're serious, love. And then the circle, strategic masterminds. So, which is like, is Joey and Sammy maybe? Is Joey a strategic mastermind? Okay. And again, they were really trying to box them into that. So yeah, I think for that reason, it doesn't work to bring in Miss. But as a producer, I think I should be a producer, but I think I'm too evil. Where they should, you know, just, I want drama. Like, you're giving me 11 minutes. Make them the best 11 minutes, you know,
right.
of you my life. So right. And like, that sounds, you know, that's not what I mean. It sounds a little crazier than what I mean. Anyway, so I think that's kind of like wraps up our challenge. Sorry, our cast.
Before we
all right, the biggest thing.
I just wanted to touch on Chloe. We noticed Chloe's presence was yes. not here. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was trying to reflect on this because Chloe, we did recently see her on The Circle season 2, and we know her yeah. from Too Hot to Handle season 1, and she recently did host the reunion for Too Hot to Handle 2, which was also a Netflix YouTube special. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was thinking about this, Sasha. So do you think that maybe the producers are thinking this is too much Chloe, or we don't know what show to fit her, like what box to fit her
yeah,
in?
Yeah, so I think she's that. Not messy enough, right? And I don't mean as a person. I just mean like she's everywhere. And I think that is not something that fits here, where they're like, we want to make fun of you or your strategic mastermind or you're a married couple. Like, that's it. And I want you to fit that box, even though she is. I would say that Francesca wasn't giving me much. I feel like she was doing the most in the too hot to handle persona. Like, the outfits were a bit much. I was just like, chill out, bro. Like it's a backyard game. It's like it's okay. You don't need to maybe unbutton all the pants, you know, buttons on your pants. But either way, like, no shame. If I had that body, I also would. But the point is that, like, Chloe, I think would have been a little bit more fun to watch.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, I think the only thing I was trying to think of is like, oh, maybe they figured, well, we maybe could have some of this drama between Francesca and Harry.
But their relationship is so toxic.
This is the thing. So they are not together anymore, as most of you might know if you follow, you know, I guess, subreddits or social media and things like this. Not and so it's interesting. It was very interesting. We found out that Harry had described this relationship as toxic, which is quite interesting. I know that it was also mentioned that potentially, like, he had broken up with Francesca due to a long distance situation. Mm-hmm. At least that's apparently what Francesca had mentioned. And then we started to hear that Harry is now, you know, trying to date around through this app, dating app called Lolly.
Oh my God.
First of all, Sasha, have you ever heard of Lolly? Because I've never heard of Lolly.
No, absolutely not. And this, again, I'm sad that, like, I identify most with the Love is Blind, like, older people, or married couple. Like, I don't mean old, as in, like, the vibes they give off is like, right. We're married. Blah, blah, blah. So this is very much where I will chalk it up to just being an old lady.
And you know what? That's okay. I think for me, like, as a collective, like, I like people from all three casts, but I think I was rooting for Love is Blind. Like, they just seem like, you know, well, obviously the four of them probably have formed a great, like, fondness and friendship because of how they, you know, both couples managed to make it through the process and are still married and together today. So, you know, they have that tight bond. And yeah, I guess there isn't necessarily drama within the four. But, you know, if people watch that after the altar special, you see that Amber and Barnett have drama with people like Jessica and some other individuals.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I want to touch on Lolly because I had to educate myself. You know, I'm a millennial, so I'm not familiar with this app. And apparently, according to one of the founders, he said that they saw this disconnect where people couldn't tell their story on Tinder. He felt like the Gen Zs felt like they weren't being heard. And the world has changed since 2012. And the platforms to support us have not. Pictures are so old. It's an outdated mindset. What do you think, Sasha?
Yeah, I mean, this is where, like I said, it's for Gen Z. And like, I don't believe you're going on Tinder to meet your future partner that you're gonna, you know, your soulmate, right? Like, you're trying to meet your soulmate for the night, or you're trying to maybe, you know, meet Mr. Right now, not Mr. Right. So yeah, that's not what Tinder is for. Listen, and it's happened for people. They've found love on Tinder. Don't let me knock it for you, but like, that is not its sole purpose. So what, like, no duh to all of that.
Yeah, and to touch on it, I'll tell you all, I'll give you a little overview on how this app works. So Lolly is a new dating app that basically is a cross between TikTok and Tinder, and it asks its users to upload short videos to their profiles for potential matches to scroll through in a vertical feed that feels like TikTok. And these videos allow users to show off their humor and creativity, which is different from other dating profiles. And because users see videos based on their interests, they're more likely to make connections more based on things more than looks. So I guess if you're looking for a good sense of humor, you know, or someone with a personality, this might be the dating app for, you know, other people. But apparently the biggest difference between Lolly and other dating apps is the absence of a swipe left function.
Oh my
God. Users can scroll past videos they don't like.
So it's Instagram.
Or they can
clap
a video up to 50 times, which is the app's equivalent of a like. And apparently clapping a video feeds Lolly's recommendation algorithm, all but guaranteeing that users will see videos from that person again. But on any other platform, you basically have one chance to say yes or no to another person.
So clap, right? Things you can get from meeting someone on an app, and now things you can give on an app. We love it.
You know, apparently...
Oh my God. Anyway, so right. So Harry, yeah. So Harry's living his best life doing all of this stuff. So let's get into it. We are now in episode one, but, where, you know, yeah, we get these amazing entrances. We get Chrishell, who's like, I am your master of ceremonies. You know, welcome. I'm not here to sell you this mansion unless you're qualified, which like, are you being shady again, Chrishell? Why you said that?
Well, I think she was also trying to play on the idea that she does sell really expensive houses, multi-million dollar houses. So she was kind of trying to play off the selling Sunset situation. So she's like, well, I'm not here, you know, to sell this mansion, but if you qualify, I can, you know, give you some of the details later.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Yeah.
But, you know, some of them are probably making some good influencer money. So
and some of them have won the show. Listen,
That is very
true. Don't sleep on them. I noted that I feel like she was being a little fake, but you know, I'll walk it back where I think she was maybe this is her first kind of like hosting moment. Like I didn't hate her. I just felt like the producers wrote too many lines for her and it was getting a little like Big Brother DR where you're like, this is not like, I think you're funnier than this.
Maybe they didn't want too much ad-libbing is what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Which might be the situation, but yeah, like I think that, you know, I think they definitely chose her because of her personality.
Yes.
And, you know, people obviously seemed really excited to see her. I really loved watching her on Selling Sunset and Dancing with the Stars. She was partners with Gleb and then there were some drama there. People thought that they were dating behind the scenes while he was with his wife. So drama, you know, but yeah, it was good to see her though. I know that that's also probably even more promotion, for Selling Sunset, which is to come again in the near future. They have, the next two seasons have been renewed. So more content to come from Chrishell.
Yes. And then, we get all the teams. The Circle team is in purple. The Love is Blind team is yellow and Too Hot to Handle is, of course, pink. You know, they get to like pick out their outfits. They get body painted, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then, and right before that, Chrishell says, you know, the Circle, you are strategic masterminds. I think Love is Blind, they say you showed up as your true authentic self and found love.
It was like, to handle that love can actually be blind.
Yeah, it's like stop. No, because the voice matters, right? You're not gonna fall in love with someone whose voice you're not attracted to. And then is the butt of the joke because it says Too Hot to Handle, you just love sex and that's why you're here. What
and
the
that's
heck
why we love you.
Yeah, like, what? This show, like, does not give two Fs, literally. Like, no pun intended, for these people. Like, and then they kept getting called rule breakers. They're like, da-da-da, you know, you break the rules. And then we get a lot of confessionals out of them, where Amber is just talking mad, you know, shit. Sorry. I should have thought of a better word. But she's just, you know, she's getting very competitive. Joey as well. So, but you know, it's okay. Who do you want to win, Geneva? Like before, you know, first impressions wise.
I wanted Love is Blind or The Circle to win.
Like, yeah, very
I
much
love
that.
Too Hot to Handle, but kind of like it was mentioned with the jokes. To me, it was clear that these people are probably not going to follow the rules. And, you know, that's potentially foreshadowing to what we're about to talk about.
Exactly. Yep. And then, yeah, so all of it, you know, we get a little banter. Their mics are very bad. So I actually couldn't really hear what all the banter was. And closed captioning wasn't so great either. So anyway, we get to three... like what's going to happen, basically three events, which is three episodes, you know, in total to test, like Geneva had said, speed, smarts and strength. And only two, Geneva, will be advancing to the final. Gasp. How dare they do that?
But, you know, I guess they have to make it. They have to give some high stakes. They got to make it a serious thing. They got to make it try hard and put effort. But the only thing I was like, why is the prize a trophy? Why is there nothing else? I feel like we're missing something here. What is the incentive? Just
I mean, they don't need, they get clout. Because I think she says who's going to get reality TV clout in episode three. Sorry. So I was like, okay, girl. Like, they're just like being very honest with what they are. There's no like, let's take this too serious. So then we get to the first event, which is a relay race called Put a Ring on It. And it starts with Alana ring toss. Geneva, like, what?
Well, first of all, I was like, wow, they have such a huge Lana. Like,
yes, like, wow. I thought it was like going to talk to them, be like, you suck. Funny.
It's like,
you're too close to me. Stay out of line. You're crossing the line again. Chase, stop.
It would have been funny, though. I don't know. I was like, but I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is. And I think they even joked about it, like, you know, they're not on good terms with Lana.
Yes.
I think Lana brings some trauma, of course.
Yeah. Not Love Island. Oh, my God. Too hot to handle. People were stressed about Lana.
Oh, yeah. Even Lana sent home Melinda's current boyfriend. So, you know, Lana does all this crazy stuff. Mm. So it's a mess.
Yep. And in that part of the relay is very much, you know, talking about, to watch a handle. And then we get to the circle piece of it where they have to, there's a person in the middle. Sorry. I still don't understand that this person's job. But anyway, this person's in the middle and then they have to like, after Lana, you know, the ring toss, you have a person in the middle just for the clap again, literally to like go to the person in the swimming pool. And then you jump in the pool with the emoji floaties, which apparently it's the best thing for the circle they could come up with is the circle's emoji use. Okay. And then there's another person, which I still don't understand their point either. Sorry, I added an extra person. The person that after Alana ring toss is the you run and jump into the pool. I'm so sorry. But then this is the person I don't understand their use. They get you clap them after the swimming pool, and then you clap them to the fourth person, which is the Put a Ring on It or Love is Blind, where you put a floaty, the ring floaty. I'm sure folks maybe have seen it with their favorite influencers in Palm Springs, but it's that like gold ring with a diamond, whatever. And you put that on someone's head and they put the legit floaty on them and spin them around three times. And then Geneva's putting up a three, everyone, because don't forget it. And then, yeah, you spin them around and then blindfolded, they have to walk to where Lana was, basically. And that ends your relay. So what did you think of this obstacle course?
Well, I can say, though, I do like the little touches and homages to the respective shows. You know, I thought there would be more significance with the whole circle thing, but it was sort of like choose your emoji that you like and then swim with it to the end of the
and
pool
float on it across
and just float or whatever. And so I was like, okay, it seems like everyone chose the eggplant emoji. So that was interesting.
Tommy was the most aerodynamic one, let's be honest.
Yeah, I think because like Amber, like she moved pretty fast, like like in retrospect. But yeah, this is the thing. The person who was third in general, like the person who would run from the pool to get the floaty onto the next person who does the whole, you know, spinning and whatnot. I feel like those people had no idea what they were doing.
No, they were lost in the damn sauce. Like, it was so bad.
Spin people, they don't know. No one knows how to count to three.
Three, yes.
Like, this is why I was holding up a three. I know you all can't see it. But because I think people were like, one, two, okay, we're done. And it's like, no. You are not done. And then they had to walk them, like, through some cones. So that was interesting. I know like Courtney stepped on a cone or something. I don't know. And then, you know, run to the front and tap the buzzer. It was quite interesting to see how each cast really approached this. We saw, you know, Delisa throw some rings. She made the first two, missed one, and then got another one. And then Joey went on, you know, the emoji. And then Sammy runs to Courtney, around. Tries to tell him where to go. He knocks down a cone, you know. Oh, yeah. And then Delisa, she's like running with the ring. And then she almost like knocks down the buzzer. Like,
yep. That was beautiful. Amazing. I needed to see that.
But I love
and then,
it.
Yeah. And then for Love is Blind, and then the circle ends in a minute 09. So mm-hmm. they didn't do so hot because Love is Blind, they go pretty quickly. Josh is first, then it goes to Amber, and then Cameron, you know, whatever. It's like, whatever. It's boring.
Is the thing. So the significant thing, though, about Love is yes. Blind was... when Lauren was getting spun by Cameron, she only did two. And then they were trying to tell her, hey, you have to do another spin. And so then she had to spin again, which I think also caused them to lose a bit of time. And yes. then she's like, oh, y'all are cheating by telling us this or whatever. And then, you know, Lauren was, of course, like, you know, we won. It's already a done deal. Yep. Amber wants celebratory shots, etc.
Because they're at 51 seconds.
Correct. And the reason this is significant is because Too Hot to Handle, they don't know what they're doing.
Francesca does not.
I don't know. You know, yeah. Chase does strong. Harry does strong. First of all, Francesca was holding the floaty.
Yes. She
did not spin Melinda. Nope. Melinda spun by herself and then only did two. And then she's like, oh, we're done. And then they just kept going. And then even though they got 42 seconds,
yep.
they didn't follow the rules. And this was the drama of episode one.
Yes, exactly. And that's kind of the tea. And that's where it ends. Again, we got like 11 minutes apparently somehow out of this. But I thought it was a cute challenge. Like, production value is not so great, like very much something I could recreate in my backyard, but maybe that's the point where I could do my own Netflix party. So I like that also, I will say. And then, you know, we quickly go into actually episode two, which is titled Too Hot to Cheat. Ooh, ooh. Because everyone turns out people are dragging, first of all, Too Hot to Handle, okay? Because the circle is at 1 minute 9 seconds. Love is Blind is at 52 and 42, right? Respectfully. Joey says, stop the steal. I need a recount because there's no way. They cheated, and in true Too Hot to Handle fashion, they broke the rules. They can't follow anything. Did you think that they broke the rules or no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
100%. Mm-hmm. That's what I think really bothered me. I don't know. I guess I'm a rule follower, so maybe that's the thing. But I'm also like, you know, if this is about spinning three times, then you have to spin three times. And as much as Melinda is like one of my favorite Netflix people of all time, I am just like, no, you have to spin around three times. And then also, Francesca did not put the floaty on her. I was just kind of like, I was just irritated with the whole thing. And so like, I could feel for Lauren and Amber, who were constantly complaining, saying this isn't fair. You know, integrity is important. We also lost time, yada, yada. It was kind of funny. It was a little too dramatic.
It was like doing the most. Yes.
It was really doing the most, but I loved it.
I am a rule follower until I am in the situation. So let's say I was part of the circle or Love is Blind, I would be screaming and being like, absolutely not. I will walk off. You're not playing me like this. If I was on Too Hot to Handle, you better believe I would take any wiggle room I got. So that's the kind, like, I'm a cheater, like, period. I cheat on every game I play. I don't care. Like, I play to win. So if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, you know? So
can I say, though, the one thing that bothered me, though, was how mad they were that they were.
Yeah, if I got caught, like, I would let it go. Exactly. Like, if I got caught, shrugs. Like, I tried to get away with it. I didn't. But yes, it turns out the producers agree with us because they get a 10-second penalty, which is a lot. Because Chase is pissed. He's like, a 10-second runoff. Like, we get it. You played football. And Chase is like, a 10-second runoff. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. And then this man is so petty that he starts trying to go in a circle. And he's like, counting one, two. But while he's going in a circle, he's like, this is in slow motion. I can't believe this. So Chase is very pissed off, which I'm like, come on, you got caught. Like, it's okay.
Goodness gracious. I mean, like, I guess for him, in terms of what he did, he I guess, kind of did follow the rules. Like, he didn't necessarily do anything wrong. It was really his partners who kind of messed up.
Well, they were dragging Melinda in the, which I didn't appreciate. The girl was blindfolded because he is. So Harry, right, was like, Chase did Lana, you know, the ring toss. I swam. And then Melinda cheated. So I was like, don't drag Melinda like that, you mean Harry guy. Like, because it's like, first of all, is it that you're being nice to Francesca? Because, like, you just called her toxic. Like, what? Why? Either way, like, I will say again, Francesca was giving me nothing. Melinda, I will say, was toned down a little bit more than she was. It's not like she was doing the most, but like I only saw her in the background, not like the foreground. And then with that, if we were doing math, people, because of this 10-second penalty, Love is Blind is actually the winner by one whole second, because Love is Blind gets 100 points. Too Hot to Handle is at 50 with second place. And then our faves, or my faves, The Circle is third with 25 points. So, you know, they really need to pick it up. To, like I said, Melinda is even saying, nah, check the tapes. The camera's broken. Like, can't do this, people. But alas.
But you know what was funny? She kind of also made a joke referencing what you typically see on reality TV, where someone will say that they did something and then it panned to what they did.
And
it was obviously... What she did was she spun twice instead of three times. So that was quite funny. But, you know, Joey, he is not letting the 25 points get him down. He is like, we are the team heart. We are going to come back from this. And, you know, of course, like, I think, you know, Amber really was like mad about this whole situation. Even Lauren was like imitating Chase, where he's like, 10 seconds, like, you know, whatever. How she did it. It was like, so it was funny.
Yeah, they were like, play fair. And then we get to the second event, which I will say production value wise was my favorite. We'd love to hear from you because we're about to play Are You Puzzled? So Geneva, set it up for us, please.
Yes. So with this second event, basically there was two parts to this event. So one part of this event was, well, it was, yeah, one part of this event involved them assembling a Netflix, like the Netflix logo, essentially reality puzzle, but it also had like these like palm trees that were attached to that. Mm-hmm. So essentially like the first team to complete that and also have the shortest time would win an additional 100 points. Now, the thing is, the way that you lost time from your total time from the first challenge was by answering certain questions that could leave you puzzled, as they use as a pun. So they had to answer questions based off the title of a word in their show. So it was a lot of those, you know, love was blind type trivia, like questions related to love. And then, you know, the circle with circles, or, you know, that or strategy, that sort of realm. And then, you know, Too Hot to Handle, you know, I guess like the, you know, the partying, just like all of that sort of theme. So they really, really try to stick to the themes and these shows. And basically, each question they got right, they could subtract like 5 seconds from their final time. So up to 40 seconds. So basically, it looks like everybody got the opportunity to answer a question, essentially. And then the top two teams would advance to the final round. And so, you know, Kushal's like, you know, let's see how smart you guys are. And Joey's like, we're not smart at all. Why do you think we're on reality?
We're on reality. Joey with the one-liners. Joey was killing it because, again, this whole challenge, it was fun. There aren't like that many questions that stood out to us, but Joey's commentary was way more fun to watch than like the actual questions. Maybe Joey should host next time, but, you know, and Kushal should play, I mean, because I think it would be really fun to watch her be competitive. And I will say the rules didn't make any sense to me at first. I was like, what do you mean a word of the title of the show? It actually took me to watch the challenge to like understand what they meant. So again, we're not going to go through every question, but Geneva, for me, the biggest question, which was the first one that stood out, is like Harry got asked, you know, can you tell me the measurement of spice levels? Which again, if any one of you watched any show ever, like, you know, it's maybe, you know, the answer, because I knew the answer. And then Harry says kilojoules. I didn't even know this was real. I will say, I thought he was like, it was like a moment that a lapse in judgment. I don't know. Because the answer is Scoville units. But then I looked it up, Geneva, because I was like, what the heck is a kilojoule? And turns out, which again, it's like, you know that they're hot and they're dumb and they care about the gym. But like, this really hammers it home, because a kilojoule, everyone, is a unit of energy in the same way that kilometers, you know, is a measure for distance, or miles for Americans, and food energy is measured in calories. So basically, 1 kilojoule is 0.2 calories, everyone. That's what the heck this is. So of course, hot dummies on island, as Kirsten says, that's what they care about is calories. So that is what he believes is a measurement of spice. Anything that stood out to you?
Yeah, so just to give some people some examples of what the challenge was actually asking of them and what type of questions they were getting. So, for example, who was the lead actor in the 2000 movie Love and Basketball? So Love is Blind. That's kind of what that sort of thing was. Or like, the line from one side of the circle to the opposite through the center is called what? That's a diameter. So like, those sorts of things, the circle. Or like, a hot toddy is a drink made of, you know, hot water, honey, and what spirit? Whiskey. You know, so too hot to handle.
Yes.
So that's kind of how they were really incorporating the three shows, by giving things that were related to hot or love or circles.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, which British musical artist sings The Circle of Life? You know, Elton John. So that's sort of thing.
Oh, one thing
that really surprised me, though, mm-hmm. Melinda not knowing about Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest when she's literally from New York.
Yeah, but I guess New York is big, but I would say that I was like, girl, it's in your backyard. But maybe like, New Yorkers don't go to Coney Island. I don't know. I love Coney Island, but I like carnival things. So it's a vibe for me. And then I will say, Chase was making like awkward, like, someone in the YouTube comments literally wrote that, like, why is Chase being so like, trying to be awkward funny? It's like bad. But Chase's question was, you know, who came up with hot girl summer? Because, you know, too hot to handle. And he said Cardi B. How you don't know this? Like I said, I'm old. I don't know music. But like, how do you not know the difference between Meg Thee Stallion lyrics and Cardi B lyrics? Like, my guy.
He's not listening to music. He's stuck on the show. This whole pandemic, I guess it just has him in a whole nother world or something. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then they had a K-pop question. Yes, Geneva.
Yeah, no, so that's why I was saying, like, I think mm-hmm. in terms of slight, like, you know, I think one issue with some of the questions too is like, some of these things are may not be things that these contestants might actually even know about. So
yep.
I think a lot of them touched on, like, Amber's was like, well, we're 90s kids. So like, if you ask us like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, that's exactly what we would know. But if you're asking me which, you know, boy band hit the top 10 2019 with Boy With Love, I don't know what that is, because, you know, I don't, you know, don't listen to Korean pop. Like, yeah. So I think that was kind of like the thing where everyone was like, we don't listen to this type of music. This isn't our generation. How are we supposed to know this? That's, I mean, I would have guessed BTS just more because, like,
yeah, 2019, right? Yeah, that's it's the, like, only
who's
boy
the most
band.
Popular boy band exactly. right now. And so, like, that's what I would have said. But it's just like, that does, like, that is an important note, is that a lot of these people are in their 20s or early 30s. Mm-hmm. So they may not necessarily get those references. So that was kind of one thing that was quite
exactly. Yeah. And Corny was like, what do you mean? It's K-pop. How don't you know this? And then Joey was like, these are hard questions, you know, and he was getting pretty like annoyed or whatever. And then Chriselle was like, I got you, boo. Because she said, Joey, can you tell us what sport arena is a squared circle? I would have stared at her and been like, you need to repeat the question, because I almost failed geometry. So what is this? Because there is no way.
Yeah, and then like, he's like, boxing rings. And I was like,
finished.
Well, he knew. She knew that he knew.
Yes. And I was like, okay, guy. Like, okay, Rambo. Oh, my God. what is that boxing movie? Not me forgetting. Not Rambo, but... what is Sylvester Stallone's oh, box boxing movie.
Are you talking about Rocky?
Rocky! Oh my god. Yeah. That's so embarrassing. Maybe I should cut that out. No, I won't. I won't. It's okay. You don't have to be perfect on the internet, everyone. Anyway, yes, Rocky. So, you know, I'm like, we get it. Like, he's giving me all those vibes, like very East Coaster. So, yeah. So Joey gets that. And then turns out the circle actually got, 3 out of 4 right. So, you know, claps, 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 like sincere claps, because we love them. We want them to, they probably need this. We don't know. And then Love is Blind got 1 question right. So they get 5 seconds off. And then, Too Hot to Handle also got 1 question right. Funny enough, like Francesca did get the right answer. And they got 5 seconds off as well. And the max you could get is 20. So they only missed 1, which I didn't even understand. I knew the answer to DeSella's question. It was about Hollywood Squares. Like Circle Gets the Square was on what popular TV show? But it's hard. I don't think that everyone watches Hollywood Squares. So that's kind of it.
I used to watch it in the background sometimes, like a while back. But yeah, that's, I think, well, for this challenge was interesting because I feel like the Circle really needed this to get some momentum because they were behind. I mean, Too Hot to Handle kind of had the fastest time, but then ended up being a second behind Love is Blind. So this was kind of, you know, important for them.
Mm-hmm. And then, so with that, you know, we're now into like the meat of the challenge. I don't know. I think they're both pretty equal. But where they have to put together a Netflix puzzle, as Geneva said. So now, I want to talk about the editing real quick, because I don't know that we've seen this before where they actually show how far they are with the puzzle with a little puzzle on the screen. I love that, Geneva.
That was literally my favorite thing of this whole entire thing. I was just like, Netflix, yes, I love this. I want to see this more on shows, showing the progress of like different teams and how they're, you know, progressively doing. I just thought that was great. I thought that was a good visual for us. So like, especially as the viewers, we would kind of get a sense of where they were at, because obviously it would be hard to show all at the same time. So I thought it was definitely a really nice touch.
Yeah, I very much agree with that. And that's why it was, again, like I said, it's very frustrating. We've heard on podcast after podcast how hard it is to keep up with what's going on because, you know, everyone needs their camera time. So this was beautiful where you could really show, you know, hey, here's where your end, where your team's end is or whatever. And then Love is Blind, again, I don't know if you thought this, but I definitely did. You know, as an old married person, I feel like you do host a lot of game nights. So very much like the stereotypical Love is Blind, they ended up doing pretty well with their puzzle and really care that they didn't need that 5 second, 15 second, 20 second head start, because they finished pretty quick. And then Amber kisses Barnett. And I'm like, you just came from home. Like, do you really need to kiss after everything? Does anyone else notice that? Or is that just me? Like, she's literally kissed them now every time they finish a challenge.
She's all about her PDA. Maybe that's her pot. That's her motivation for him. I don't really know. You know, it's exciting. I think the one thing, like you touched on, you know, with these married couples, you know, communication is key in a relationship.
Ooh, yes.
And I think they really know how to communicate well, not only just as individual couples, but as a four. Because like, honestly, you know, they are good friends. They have that bond, kind of like I mentioned before. So I feel like they were the people that I expected to do well with this. But I was honestly expecting the Circle to do slightly better with, you know, the strategy.
My God, yeah.
But then, you know, we saw, you know, Too Hot to Handle. Kind of,
yes. So the Circle was kind of making some moves, I will say, where they were just kind of like bloop, bloop, bloop. Their ends started coming together. And then all of a sudden, it's almost like they decided to pause and just not go on, because Too Hot to Handle's like end was lower than theirs. And then all of a sudden, bloop, 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 Too Hot to Handle finishes and Love It. And then the Circle is like, they're just like, okay, we lost. And everyone else started cheering them on and was like, no, no, keep going, which I thought was really sweet.
Yeah.
But
oof. I mean, it takes the, I guess, you know, the competition out of it for a moment. Mm-hmm. It kind of shows like, you know, we're all in this together. We're a special group of people. We all have one thing and, you know, in common, we all are on these popular Netflix shows and
yes.
have been successful from it. So I think it's like this great community aspect that you see mm-hmm. from these groups. And so it is great to see that they're like, you know, don't give up, like, you know, finish strong, even though, you know, you came in last in this part of the challenge.
Exactly. So yeah, it was sweet. The 15 seconds didn't even help them. Unfortunately, they were very behind. And then we get, yeah. And that kind of wraps up this where they, you know, it was pretty obvious that they came in third. And yeah. So Courtney also even says, listen, underdogs are the faves. Not always true, but like in this moment, I agree.
I mean, I would say, yeah, I feel like I do root for underdogs, but also it depends because it's like, you know, you could have a solid majority or like,
yeah,
it just really, it depends on the show. It depends on the game. But I do agree with that for the most part.
Yeah, I am notoriously not an underdog fan. I don't care. But like my faves just happen to be the underdogs. So they're, you know. There's no suspense here. Unfortunately, they are third, which takes us into the finale. They do like cliffhangers for the points, but you know, y'all are lucky that you get everything here.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So into the finale now, which is our shortest episode. I just wanted to point that out again. So Love is Blind obviously came in first with 4 minutes and 40 seconds. I honestly didn't even take the notes for the times. But Too Hot to Handle came in second, which meant bye-bye, Circle, you outie. Because Chriselle says you didn't have what it takes. But who are you rooting for? The Circle. Why did she say that?
You know, I think it's to add the drama. I don't know.
Yes, I was like, drag. Like,
ooh. Yikes. And then we noticed that like Sammy and Delisa, you know, were like, Love is Blind. Yeah.
Yeah. Which
and
same.
Then Courtney references how like Harry complimented him on his fat butt. And so he should root for Too Hot to Handle. But Love is Blind, those players were very, very nice to him today.
Correct.
And then Chriselle, of course, was like, well, are there any people, you know, rooting for Too Hot to Handle? And Joe was like, well, they're my friends, so I'm rooting for them. What? And he said, you guys, referring to Love is Blind, have love in each other. They have nothing. Look at them. They're pathetic. They need to win something in life.
Which is like, why he's dragging like that? Like, oh, my God. Joey just like has been dragging them forever because again, like I think he's punching up very much in, you know, because they lost twice. Like they literally had 50 points together, which is just, that's just sad.
Yeah. Very and Lauren's sad. Like, well, when you put it that way.
Oh God. Yes. So that's kind of like, anyway, so Circle, like, thankfully isn't going anywhere because we go into the third one pretty quickly. And now let's set the stage. It's Too Hot to Handle versus Love is Blind. It's all love and all lust going against each other. Pick your fighter, people, because it's time. And it's time to play tug of war, which, just by looks, you know, I feel like, Geneva, you should tell me what you think. But I think that, unfortunately, Too Hot to Handle does have a physical, like, what's the word? Like, they're better at that.
I think, you know, I think in general, I think some of them tend to work out more.
And yes. Might,
you know, have those muscles. So they kind of have that strength going for them, at least when it comes to, like, you know, Chase and Harry. But it was quite interesting because Amber kind of referenced that, like, well, the women on their side, like, have more weight to pull with. And then Barnett references their fat butts. I don't know.
Yes. Weird.
You know, there's some really, like, strange things that were said.
It was messy. Very, very messy. Oh, my God. But yeah, you know, everyone's trying, people. Okay, so we're not going to shade. But the point is that they're going to go back to back or, you know, against each other. And I'm here rooting for Love is Blind. And then it's 2 out of 3, which, did you know it was 2 out of 3? Because I didn't know it was 2 out of 3 until the first round was over.
So they, like, snuck it in there.
Got it.
But it was, so it's wasn't, just like, me. Fully clear. So they said it. But it didn't really stand out. So I was like, oh. And then, like, Chrishell kind of clarified, like, well, luckily this is 2 out of 3. So, you know, this will happen.
Yes.
But, like,
got
it. Because I looked at, I watched this part, like, twice just to see what I could pick up. And the first time I kind of, like, I didn't really notice it. But the second time I was like, oh, okay, they actually said that.
Exactly. And yeah, so the round one is kind of close, maybe. It's a little close, a little bitty close. And unfortunately, Chase is the anchor and really drags everyone down. And Harry's pretty strong, too. Melinda was just making faces. Was she helping?
No. But that's where I think, like, you were kind of talking about how, like, you know, Melinda seemed to be, like, in the background, like, in
yes.
the series. But I think that's also because she kind of carried season 2 of her show.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we saw her as a star and the producers knew she was the star.
I see but what you're saying.
She still wanted to give us some energy. She wanted to give us, you know, some of that Melinda personality and pizzazz.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You know, I'm not really sure, though, like, how much she was realistically contributing to, like, the tug of war, but she did make those faces. She, you know, tried to bring that comedic relief, which I always appreciate.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, at first it looked like Love is Blind was having a good start with this first round, but then really Chase kind of, you know, it was bad for
I will say they were on an incline, I felt like, where Too Hot to Handle had the advantage and it felt like gravity was helping them. But in round two, they switched. So it was okay because in round two, they switched. But unfortunately, this was even worse because Amber was like, let me take my shoes off. And the girl slipped. Barnett slipped, flop flipping everywhere. Oh, and of course, with that, Too Hot to Handle wins with the circle cheering them on because we can't let our America's favorites go so easy, y'all. And that is, that's the outcome. There was no points, nothing. That's it. Geneva, I want to know, like, tug of war to determine the freaking winner? Why they did that?
I thought that was a horrible idea. First of all, I just don't think tug of war should have been one of the challenges, period.
Right.
In addition, I agree with you, you're just referencing the whole point thing. I think that with this part, there should have been some sort of point value at least added to this. And I would feel like, okay, makes sense that Too Hot to Handle won this. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it was like, oh, well, the winner of this challenge gets 150 points and then they won, then that would make sense. But it was just weird. I'm like, they won because, like, Harry and Chase are strong, like, didn't work out. I don't know. I just didn't like that. I personally, I don't know about you, and I guess you can definitely say how you feel. I think they should have completely axed that section.
Yes.
If they were going to make three parts, I think that maybe they should have had the trivia as, like, a part. I don't know necessarily if they would have had to do, like, you know, obviously the shaving off the time or, like, whatever. Maybe they could have just had general, like, whoever answers the most, you know, like, most questions right. Or, you know, award the team that has the most questions right, the most points and so on. And then section two, I think, should have been the puzzle. And then section three, I think, maybe should have been the obstacle. I feel like an obstacle seems like a finale type situation.
Exactly.
And I was very confused why it was the first challenge. What do you think?
And not even that, the obstacle should have been, because they culminate, right? All three, all three shows, that it makes sense for it to be at the end. And then I agree that a trivia thing is a fun, like, in the middle, because you've gotten to know your team a little bit, right? So, like, you work together. That's a good second task. I would say a first task, how fun would it be? And maybe I'm watching a lot of Community because of Jess and Josh Wiggler, but I think the first task could have been like a paintball moment, you know, or like a color war. Like, I'm thinking of camp games, or like, you know, or the Olympics just happened. Like, let's borrow from that. You know, there's like so many different
dodgeball or something.
Yeah. Or something silly like that, where I think it could have been, again, doesn't need to break the bank, but I feel like it could have been something better. Like, I think tug of war, definitely 100%. I agree with you. Should not have been there, but I think we should have switched first and third. And then first should have been something a little bit more like get to know the cast, or maybe they have to drive, you know, like those silly cars that everyone drove in, like, sorry, not everyone that Too Hot to Handle drove into. That could be a fun thing. That could be incorporated in a task as well.
Could have been in the relay or something. Yes. I've heard of it.
Exactly. So that's what I think, at least, should have happened, I will say. That's kind of wraps it up. But wait, there's more, because they get the trophy. Too Hot to Handle is now the reigning champion of Netflix reality games. They get the clout. They get the pride. They get everything. And then we go into a reunion, Geneva. A damn reunion. It's a 9-minute episode. And let me be away from the mic because I'm not, like, but a 9-minute episode and y'all gonna do a reunion.
I'm gonna call it reflection time.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
That might be a good way to describe
You're
it.
You're right.
Okay. Because it seemed like it was more of just like a moment where they were thinking about what had just transpired that day with the three challenges and how they felt about it and their overall feelings. And we saw, you know, Chase pop the champagne. Chriselle had this really pretty cocktail. I don't know what it was, but I thought it was beautiful. You know, she expressed how honored she felt hosting them. You know, Amber mentioned how they were like super competitive. And Delise was like, you know, everyone brought in their own way, but we're still winners. And then Chriselle's like, well, obviously you're a winner because you, you know, won the circle season two.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, there was then like Barnett was like, oh yeah, like, you know, really good at puzzles. And then Amber's like, oh, you're so pretty. And I was like, what?
Yeah, because she, again, he's not so good to me. This very much felt like it's participation trophy time. Let's talk, because what else? Literally, I know you, and I knew you would have took notes on this, but like, I truly, even if I was podcasting with anyone else, I would not have taken notes, because what the hell was I watching? You know what we are watching, everyone? A commercial. Because Geneva, please tell us about this commercial.
So before before I talk about the commercial, I have to say that Chriselle did ask Cameron, like, could he do a rap on the spot? And he's just like,
oh my God, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, that was like awkward, but also funny. Because, you know, it was referencing like his time on Love is Blind.
Right.
He, you know, did that rap. But I was just kind of like, You know, but of course he was kind of like, oh, we laid it out on the field today. I'm so proud of us for putting it down or that sort of thing. And I don't know. There was just like weird stuff. And then Chase was like, oh, Harry was the MVP carrying the team on his back today. And then Francesca made a face. Yeah, it was just like weird. And, you know, of course, Lauren with her wholesome self was like, I gained an extra group of friends. I'm sad this is over, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is the thing that Sasha was talking about. This was an advertisement, essentially.
Y'all try to play me.
We gathered yes. And found out, you know, well, it's kind of funny because it, you know, referencing back to Match Me If You Can, that was like a Pepsi, you know, mango type situation. This was an ad for, you know, becoming a Netflix reality star to essentially, because today was such a blast, Chriselle was like, you want to be on a Netflix reality show? Go on to NetflixReality.com and you can submit your video to be cast. But the only catch is you have to show your authentic self.
I'm sorry. I just can't stop laughing. What the heck is wrong with these people? Like what? Again, Netflix, I don't think you need to produce a whole show to get people to be cast. Because I think people will automatically want to be on the show. People want clout. People want money. People want Instagram followers, you know, whatever. People want to win. They want to be loved. But I feel like, Geneva, you should share what the heck shows are casting in case people want to go on.
Yeah. So if any of you all, RGP or rap listeners are interested in potentially, you know, getting that Netflix clout, these are the things that you can do. You can sign up for Nailed It, you know, which is a competition food reality show, Queer Eye, The Circle, Love is Blind, Dream Home Makeover, Floor is Lava, Roaring Twenties, Get Organized with the Home Edit, Too Hot to Handle, Sparking Joy with Marie Kondo, The American Barbecue Showdown, and Indian Matchmaking. Now I'm confused, though, that there...
Do not go on Indian Matchmaking. First of all, everyone, boycott that damn show. And I'm Indian. That's why I can
say reason,
it.
The reason I'm confused now is, like, so for future seasons of Too Hot to Handle, because, like, in season two, you know, they pretended it was a completely different reality show, and they're like, oh, this is really too hot to handle, JK. So what are they going to do in future seasons? So people are consenting to, you know, form genuine relationships and not be like sexually active. That's why I'm just confused. Why they should frame it. That's why I'm like, okay, so now they're being open of this is for too hot to handle.
Yeah, I think they just put that on there. But like, I don't know. You know what? Tell us, listeners, what do you think? Because, yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Because to me, I feel like if you're saying it's too hot to handle, then it's not going to be fun. Like, the whole point is the reveal, the silly, like, oh, my God, I thought I was on Love in Paradise or whatever. No, that's a 90-day fiancé thing. But whatever the heck the show is called. Like, that's what I thought I was on. Or it is that they're lying to us.
That's the only other explanation. Maybe it's for something completely different, but they're making it look like it's too hot to handle.
Exactly.
But then if you audition, because like the thing is that's interesting about this application is you can like click on multiple shows if you want to apply for multiple shows. So I'm wondering like based on what they see people like, you know, submit, you know, their video and like things like that, maybe that's where they're going to pull a pool of people. Like if people audition, let's say for The Circle or, you know, some other show, then they're going to pull people for Too Hot to Handle. But I just think it's a little weird that they're straight up saying Too Hot to Handle, considering we know the premise of the show now and people know the premise of the show now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Roaring Twenties is going to be a show where 20-somethings as they navigate the new normal of 2020 in Austin, Texas. Is Jacob on the show? What?
Maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll have to tune in to find
out. Exactly. Right? So it's literally real world, but all right. And that is like the wrap for this, unless Geneva, you have anything else?
No, Sasha. I think we covered this pretty holistically. Yes. I think we got a good sense of what has happened. And you know, our recap was twice as long as the actual content. So I
think
we did pretty well coming up, you know, with substance to discuss, because it was, you know, I think, of course, there were things that happened, there were elements that happened. But even though this was like three parts, is essentially like one episode,
one 30 minute probably episode, or whatever math is on that. And we did get one question of someone asking who we think we'd see on the challenge. And it's Chase, right? Like, do you have anyone else?
Yeah, I honestly feel like Chase was probably the, I guess, breakout star in terms of showing his athleticism, especially with tug of war. I don't really get any sort of like indication in terms of like who would be interesting. But, you know, I guess if we're going to talk about like personalities, like in terms of like the DRs and confessionals, it would be very interesting to see like Joey on. I mean, Ed from season one is currently on the challenge 37.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it would be interesting personality wise to see Delisa on. I'm not sure. Like,
oh, of course.
What sort of.
Yeah, Delisa would be really great.
She was like my favorite from the season of the circle. So like I would love to see like her on the show. And I guess I would just be intrigued. I don't know. I just love any content with Lauren. But I think with this cast, I wasn't really able to tell certain capabilities. But I feel like the Love is Blind people would do well with the challenge, like, you know, in terms of the puzzle challenges. So,
yeah. I agree with that. And with that, this is a wrap, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to our little silly coverage, or as my husband, who walked into the room while I was watching, called it the cheap challenge. So, Geneva, with that, where can people find you?
Well, people can find me at Peace Love Jen on social media. I am on Twitter primarily, tweeting about all the reality TV and TV shows that I am watching. So anything from Big Brother 23 to Hell's Kitchen to now Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Shout out to Sasha's new pod, as well as Survivor South Africa, which had a really amazing episode this week. So if you're not watching that season, please watch it. It's great. And just, you know, all the other reality TV and TV show content. In addition, this place is not only a place you can find me, but you can also find Sasha. We have our own little podcasting thing called Silent Podcasts, where we're anything but silent. You can find us on YouTube. We're also streaming live on Twitch. And recently we have been transitioning into the audio podcast world. So we do have our podcast, Silent Podcasts, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other random podcast platforms, including Anchor. So you can find me there. I'm going to be talking the Challenge 37 soon. So that should be fun. And probably you'll also find me eventually talking with Sasha and Chappelle about Never Have I Ever. So definitely check that out.
Yeah. And as for me, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. And I host a Love and Hip Hop wrap up, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta wrap up. So go check it out. If you love mess, you're going to love the show. And I always have fire guests on. So I had Bryce, Chappelle, and Mari on. We've done three now. And then Asia will be on next week. So be on the lookout for that. I'll also be on Renap this weekend. And Big Brother Sunday episode with RHAP. And as Geneva said, I covered Never Have I Ever with Chappelle on Silent Podcast and Survivor South Africa, all of which you can find at where Geneva said. And lastly, I'll be on a few Puya streams this week, too. So check it all out. I'm everywhere. But really, thanks for listening, because this was so nice and so much fun. And we're grateful that we were able to do this silly little podcast on here. So with that, thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.